Roseanne Cash is singing again, and that's no small thing. After 20 years of making records, 11 number one singles, she lost her singing voice completely. A polyp on her vocal cords grew during her pregnancy and silenced her. The album she was in the middle of recording was set aside. 2.5 years later, after a lot of vocal therapy, her voice was back. And Roseanne Cash, whose father is Johnny Cash, went back to finish recording. She came by our studios with her husband and producer John Leventhal to talk about the new album called Rules of Travel.
Those tracks, those unfinished tracks, were kind of sitting on the shelf for 2.5 years. So then we picked them back up. And all this time had passed, so it was kind of, I had a hard time connecting with the songs in the very beginning of that. But there was just one day in John's studio when I was doing a vocal and I suddenly felt back, like I could sing, and there was so much pleasure in it. And from that day on, it was easy. It was great.
Now that you've made your mistake, now that you know how the heart bends and breaks, just what we came here for. One, don't let the sun go down on two who love but are undone by three whose name is I won't even start before we learn the rules of travel inside each other's hearts, inside each other's hearts.
There's something mature and almost weary maybe in that song, I think.
Yeah, somebody else called it world weary. It is a lot about abiding by your own rules of dignity and your own sense of boundaries and respect in relationship with another person. And it takes a long time to get to that, or it certainly did for me. So maybe that's where the weariness comes from. It was a hard battle, long fought, and well won.
And that song evolved a lot over time.
Oh my gosh. Rules of Travel, that was the hardest song to write, really.
Is there a song on the new CD that sort of sprang out fully formed?
Well, I wrote the lyrics to September pretty much fully formed, but I had no music. John wrote the music.
Well, there's three songs on this record that we wrote together, and all three of them happened the exact same way, which is I'd wander into our bedroom and I'd see a piece of notebook paper sort of lying on the floor near the bed. I go, 44 Stories, that's a great title for a song. And there were the lyrics. And I would write, you know, she wouldn't have music for it, and I would actually write the music that night.
He has a wider palette musically with chords than I do. So, you know, I would do my basic, you know, 1-3 minor thing with my songs, and he would do something very unexpected. I could have never written the music to Will You Remember Me, you know, or September.
September is September when it comes.
Right.
There's a cross above the baby's bed, a savior in her dreams. But she was not delivered then, and the baby became me.
It was inspired by that first glimpse of mortality of my dad. He'd gotten very ill. And, you know, it was that big wake-up call. Oh, my parents aren't going to live forever. Why is that? What do I do with that information? And so the song is about mortality, but it's also about living with what's unresolved in your life and closing the door on the past with acceptance. Not so much regret and torture, but, you know, just go, well, some questions never have an answer.
I cannot move a mountain now. I can no longer run. I cannot be who I was then. In a way, I never was. Watch the clock and sun. Oh, I watch myself depending on.
September when it comes.
When you hear your father singing those vocals, does it give you a chill?
Yeah, it still moves me a great deal. He sounds so vulnerable on that song. Just to hear him sing those lines, I cannot move a mountain, now I can no longer run. It's so poignant, you know. It's so poignant when you change roles with your parent late in their lives. The protective feeling you get for your parent, mm-hmm. It's very sweet.
You have brought your guitars in today.
Yes.
And I wonder if you could take us out with a song.
Yeah. Let's do Will You Remember Me? It came very suddenly in one piece in one day, and this is Will You Remember Me?
Will you remember me like the circled stones on the ancient hills where you walk alone, where the wind can speak our secret names like the air you breathe? Will you remember me? And will you remember me as your airplane flies over foreign seas and breaking skies like a perfect child you can't bear to leave in your last long days? Will you remember me? Of life where time runs slow, where some can fly in these shuttered rooms where we say goodbye when the soul is free. Will you remember when there's no need to breathe? Will you remember me?
Roseanne Cash and John Leventhal, thanks for coming in, and thanks for playing for us.
Thank you, Melissa. It was a pleasure.
Melissa. Yeah, absolutely.
Roseanne Cash's new album, produced by John Leventhal, is called Rules of Travel.